Blog Talk Radio.
Under a groove, getting down just for the fuck.
We back. It's the listener from BC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. It's One Nation Under a Groove. That's what we're dealing with, One Nation Under a Groove. For everybody that want to lead a nation and go join another nation, have a nice life. Because we ain't with you and you ain't with us. That's what we're doing. COVID has shown me that. And if you ain't with me, you just ain't with me. Keep it kicking. Keep it kicking, people. Just listening on DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. We're on some shit tonight. I ain't here to tell you nothing. I ain't here to teach you nothing. I'm here to get down into this music. So this is what I'm going to tell you to do tonight. Let's start off with a musical journey. Be yourself, man. Just be yourself.
positive and eliminate the negative. That's what you're about. Too, too deep, affirmative. Don't mess with nothing in between. You gotta spread joy, spread it up to the maximum. Bring pain down, down to the minimum. Look out, y'all. Oh, pandemonium just love to jump into the scene. You gotta thank all things are possible. And all thoughts of the improbable. Having all ain't that remarkable. After all, it's all what you believe. To illustrate my last remark, talking about Jonah in the will, Noah in the ark. What did they do when things look so dark? Listen to what they said. Well, they said you gotta accentuate it, articulate it. Bet your life you will be motivated. Let me get you back to what I mean. I mean you gotta accentuate it. Every little positive, eliminate a little negative. Got to latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with nothing in between. Well,
yeah, we back here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alica. We just want you to think about some things, you know what I'm saying? So while you're thinking about some things, I want to think about some things. You can hit me up at 563-999-3050. Press the number one. Get at you, man. Just go ahead and talk about some things. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, we're just going to drop the bomb on this shit, man. One time.
Oh! Just don't.
Welcome to the Listener Room BT. I'm your host, Prince Alica. And that right there was Mr. Roy Ayers telling you about DC City. DC is a place where you can get all type of music in the city. Everything. It's the hub for everybody worldwide to get your music on, get yourself together. You know what I'm saying? So you can always hit me up at 563-999-3050. Press the number one. Let's do what we're going to do. Let's do what we're going to do. I think that we're going to have to talk to people tonight because some people have lost their ass. Mine, I ain't cuss. I beat my own stuff up. Because if you don't beat yourself up sometimes, it catch you up in the rubber band of life. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get with it. You know what I'm saying? I see somebody trying to hit me up. Let's see what we got here.
Rubber band. Come to the party.
Yeah, we're back at the Listening Room BC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I just took you through the 70s and the 80s and 90s and 2000. I'm bringing it up because somebody got this thing all mixed up. We were doing music before any of y'all was born. For real, for real. So y'all done got that thing all backwards, man. Let me see what it is, 754. 754, knock on the door. Give me some more.
You?
Oh, Mr. Raw's in the house. What they do, Mr. Raw?
Peace and blessings, my brother. How you feeling?
Yeah. Man, you see, I done took you to the 70s, 80s, 90s, and bring you up to 2000. I felt like funking tonight. You know what I'm saying? Doing some funky.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know who sung that song that you just played?
Go ahead. I'm listening about Tom Brown, right?
Tom Brown, but the singer, the lead singer.
Go ahead, bro. Hit me. Let me know who it is because I can see her face. I can't remember her name. Hook me up. Let the listeners know what we know.
Tony Smith.
Tony Smith. There you go.
Yeah, and if you look in the queue under Donald Blackman, you're going to see a song called Fast Lane by Tony Smith featuring Mr. Raw.
Oh, really?
Yes,
hold
sir.
Hold on, let me. Well, you keep chatting, man, because guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to learn how to do that while we on the cup, because obviously we got to do what we
had,
do. We doing what we do.
I had the beautiful pleasure of meeting her, and she passed away to the essence about a year ago. She was an incredible vocalist, man. When I seen her perform, and she put me in the mind of Chaka Khan so much, even in the song that you're about to play, I used to lie to people as a joke, and I say, you know something? I do the song with Chaka Khan. It was like, what? And I played a song for them, and they was like, yo, son, that was hot. You did a song with Chaka Khan? And I said, no, that wasn't really Chaka Khan. It was the woman who sung Funkin' for Jamaica with Tom Brown. Her name was Tony Smith, but an incredible, incredible vocalist. And we did, and I came into the studio. I came into the studio with Donald Blackman while she was recording, and I was just digging the vibe, and he was like, can you write something to that? And I was like, you want to give me 25 minutes or so? And I wrote something about 30 minutes and laid that thing down. And at least I can say it's in the history books that I did a song with Tony Smith and Donald Blackman called Fast Lane back in 2000. And I think 2000 and I want to say 4.
Wow.
Maybe before that. Before that, matter of fact. Before that, bro.
Yeah.
2001, after the World Trade. Yeah, it was like 2001, 2002. But did you find it?
No, not yet, because this thing froze up on me while I was talking to you. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep on looking for a while. I'm ready. Keep on talking, bro.
Dio and Don Blackman. And you'll see Fast Lane featuring Mr. Raw.
Okay.
And tell you, man, I had a couple of wonderful pleasures. I just thought of something. I was watching a video by rapper K Slade that pulled out a lot of the veteran rappers throughout the years. He even went back and got Melly Mel. He went back and got Grandmaster Cat. He went back and got some of the most prolific dudes that started the game on the track, and everybody spit 8 bars. And I said, you know something? I went in my phone and started putting out a blast saying, you know what, I'm going to make a song where we all going to spit 8 bars, and, you know, who wants in? So I didn't make the beat yet because I didn't want to do it over the same beat that they got because that's their beat. I want to do my own thing. So maybe, you know, I might collab with JP or collab with whoever, and I want to get a beat where everybody can spit 8 bars and just go in and have fun. So, you know, I'm putting it out there. I'm gonna start putting it out there on social media, too, and see who grabs and whoever's serious. So, you know, I might go in my stash and I might find a beat that I got already or I might create something new. Or if anybody want to offer me a beat, you know, they can send it to me and let me see what's going on. I want a nice hard beat that everybody can eat off of. And everybody get 8 bars and just do what they got to do. Let's see what comes out. I hit up Ben Button. So I hit up Makalani. I hit up Two-Face. I hit up, you know what I'm saying? I'm hit up people that we dealing with. And let's see what comes out from
it. Yeah, man, you can jump that tune again?
Fast Lane.
Fast Lane. I'm looking at Donald Blackman, man. I don't see it right here. I just see Never Miss a Thing holding you, loving me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's on that same album, Crowd Controller, and type in the word Fast Lane and see what happens.
I'm going to keep trying because I see Donald Blackman right here. You know what I'm saying?
Or type
it
in,
came up. Look
I
like,
Tony Smith. Tony Smith.
I'm going to get you right.
Tony Smith.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and be coming at you with Mr. Raw, and then I'm going to hit you right back, yeah?
There you go. That's what it is. Appreciate
it. That's what it is, bro. Oh, anytime, bro. Anytime.
Let's leave that witch across the hall. She a voodoo priestess. Like to command you this. I'm I really show which way to go. Should I play the low for what I did the other day? The only way to flow got me striking this random. I can't stand the big ass nigga. Wanna be the phantom. Looking over my shoulder, cause it's colder than it was. It's short shorty, because I'm a little older than cuz. And the buzz on the saw, put the chain to your brain. Which when that big nigga, you won't hold down the force. Never get tossed, get the creep, nigga.
A smooth kid that'll run up in your baby mama. For real. Cody Yoda, too advanced for y'all. For y'all. I'm a pimped out nigga, for real. Cody Yoda, too advanced for y'all.
The saga begins, my eyes is a photography lens. Properly push pens and show qualities in. The harvest be grim, but yo, maybe tomorrow we win. If we follow the trends and keep count of the dollars we spend. In a place where war be, based on a true story. Territory was made for me to pursue glory. Blast alone, masses and zones have to be sown. Every capacity blown, I'm internationally known, yo.
For my ghetto kings and deep thought, we don't blink, but don't think we're wasting our time. It's a New York state of mind.
Call me yours. A smooth kid that'll run up in your baby mama. For real. Cody Yoda, too advanced for y'all. For y'all. I'm a pimped out nigga, for real. Cody Yoda, too advanced for y'all.
Well, I'm talking about
Malawi, Ivory Coast. liberation, Ethiopia and Eritrea come together as one. I'm happy with Nobel Peace Prize for that one. I'm a sitting Gnalo, I'm a sitting Gnalo. Ja, Rastafari. For country, Africa is for the Africans, those of us at home and abroad. America has 50 states, Africa has 54 countries. That's just great.
Yes, indeed. This is the Listening Room DC. We had some technical difficulties here today. But guess what? I ain't going to let it stop me from doing what I'm doing. What do you say, Mr. Ross?
That's what I'm saying. You got to do what you got to do in order to get where you got to get and go where you got to go. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I ain't letting nothing stop me right now, bro, because I'm going to tell you the truth. It ain't fair how this thing is going right now, but I ain't going to stop. I'm like, hold on. So now this thing didn't even want to stop and let me play my music. They was like, yo, you funking too hard for us on the Listening Room DC. You know what I'm saying? I done took you all the hip-hop, some funk. I'm about to get into this jazz in a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it's going to work out, but I know it's going to work all the way out. You know what I'm saying? That's what
ain't
I'm
nothing wrong.
But, well,
nothing
I don't
wrong.
Know, bro. I feel some Boosie coming on. You feel like Boosie right now while we get ourselves together?
That's funky, baby. Gotta do it.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that thing.
Thank you. want to hold your hand, oh, if I can, just be a man. I wanna be your friend, not now and then, but until the end. I just love the way you like, and that's a fact. I wanna be your number one, so get to that.
Back in the listening room, BC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. All technical things aside, we trying to get back into this groove. There ain't no that none stop us right here, right now. Who we got here? This 484. What's going on, 484? Are you there, 484?
Oh, yeah. What it is. JP.
All right, JP. Yeah, man. What's the word, bro? What's the word?
All good. Just checking out the vibes. I hear that Bootsy Collins playing. I'm just out and about in the city.
Okay. Yeah, man, I was in the house and dealing with my youth, and people walked out and left them by themselves. So they left them, so I got to be with my youth. And I was like, it's boring, man, with this behavior that people got these days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's some badass behavior. But guess what? I'm in this groove. Trying to find this tune with Mr. Raw. I'm going to pull him up and see if we can do something. Have some type of
uh-huh.
thing for it. You know? Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, hey, yeah. What's good?
Yeah.
What up, Mr. Raw?
JP, I'm trying to do something.
JP, what's good, man?
Chilling, man.
You know, I did some work on that
war track. That drum's kind of fat, man. I can't wait for you to hear.
Yeah, you got to send me some treats. Send me some treats now.
Yeah, I had to pile some off. I had to take the sugar off of it. You know what I mean? The GMOs. I had to get the GMOs out of it.
Uh-oh.
I was
vegan.
I was checking out. I was checking out. K-Slade brought back a lot of vintage rappers from the 80s and the 90s and Melly Mel and brought Nice and Cold. He brought back, a lot. Everybody was spitting 8 bars. I said, you know what? I need a hard beat, and I'm going to grab a couple of guys and spit these 8 bars and see who want to be down.
So, uh-huh.
If you want to send me a hard beat, send me something hard.
Oh, I definitely got a hard beat.
I need something hard that they gonna feel, and everybody jump on and be like,
yeah. I definitely got one. 1, 2, 3, or 4. For real.
All right, so that sounds like a plan. Because, I mean, I can pick a beat, too, but I kind of don't want to pick the beat. I just want to jump on it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I got
man. All right, I got you.
There you go. I'm about to hit about 4 or 5 producers and just tell everybody send me a beat. And whoever, we'll choose it. And whoever, what they pick, that'll be the beat. Then we'll just go in on that.
Okay. Okay.
But he brought back a lot of people. Sonya Blade. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
He brought back Nice and Smooth. It's called 100 something. I think I'm going to send it to you so you can see. K Slade did it.
All right.
And I was like, okay, this is what it is.
That's what's up.
Well, it sounds like y'all got a plan. I'm glad I'm just sitting in the background loving all of it. You know what I'm saying?
Suppose we say we need a live track from you, though. We need some live drums.
Well, I'm getting the microphone so I can hook it up to the system my man got down here. So we're working on it. We're going to get it right. So we can get into the beef business since we play drums. You know, we're going to get some beef in there. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we did tonight, man. We were doing jamming. You know what I'm saying? No, okay, we ain't jamming, so that's what I was doing, man. I started off from the 70s and went all the way up to 2000. Got Mr. Roy in on that thing. I think it's going to be all right. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I agree with you on that one. What does it say? I think it's called just connect them dots. Once you connect the dots, that's.
So you pulling it up?
I don't see it, man. For some crazy reason, the computer acted up, and I know. You know, think about it. I know I played it. You know, I think. Yeah, to be honest with you, I think even JP was on the line when I played it, and I don't understand how come I don't see it in the.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing my music, and some of it's missing, and some of it's gone, and I'm pulling it up. It's not pulling up. I'm going, well, our playlist got to be hot, bro. It's got to be hot for people to be getting on our music list. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know I played it.
Well, look what happened, man. You look for it. I'm going to take this submarine and be back at you in a few seconds, all right?
Do what you got to do, bro. I'm here.
1, 2, 3. We'll be right back.
Oh yeah. Back in the distant room. Live and uncovered. Live with me on my subject. And that's how we're fast right there. Yeah. That's my submarine. You want to ride? Take a ride with me. That's what we're doing here on Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Peace Officer. I'm down with Mr. Raw and JP3 talking about some music and talking about something. Y'all had time to ride on my submarine, so y'all must have came up with some scientific stuff.
That submarine was all right.
Y'all?
I'm riding.
Oh, man, because them is the grooves that me and JP come up with. You know what I'm saying? Them type of something. Something nice and smooth where you can just jump on it.
Isn't the anniversary of Michael Jackson's death?
I don't know, bro.
Oh, I don't even know.
I don't know. I ain't even going to pretend with you. I don't know what day the brother passed out. You know what I'm saying?
Because I made a beat that day. And I remember that was one of my really prized beats. Like it was really dark, but it was really a hard beat I made.
Was it a Michael Jackson sample?
No, not at all. It was like a reflection of my emotions, the way I was feeling at the time. That's how crazy that was.
That's what it is. He always gonna give you the raw stuff. Straight from the dome.
I didn't even sample nothing for Michael at the time. It was a dark beat, and I guess I was in denial. And when it really dawned on me in reflection of how big, and then I had to say he was our biggest. As far as notoriety went, globally, he was our biggest star. There was people that couldn't speak English who knew who Michael Jackson was, who knew his song. I see people on social media doing Michael Jackson tributes, and when they speak in their language, I was like, they don't even speak no English. They know who Michael Jackson is and celebrate him as much as we did. And I was like, wow, that was just phenomenal that they had that many, accolades to give him, and we celebrate him as one of our own. But you know, he was one of our biggest stars. Him and Muhammad Ali, and Barack Obama would say be the biggest three names globally that people knew that didn't even know English. And I was like, wow, I was amazed by that. But it was just in my mind, I was like, did we really just lose our biggest star? Like, Michael Jackson is done. There's no more Michael Jackson music coming. But I heard that he had 100 songs done, but they only released one album with Akon and a couple of stuff on it. And since that time, they haven't released no more music. So I'm like, what are they waiting on? And it's already been, I think it was 2009, so 9 times 2 is 18, 2018, 9 times 3. Yeah, come on. It's time to release the rest of his music. Let us benefit. Let us listen. He was our star. He was our pop. He grew up with us.
Well, you got to remember. Well, check this out. His catalog don't belong to us no more, so don't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying? They got it. They're going to release it when they're ready. That's how they do the thing. You know what I'm saying? That's how they do the thing. So I ain't mad at them. You know what I'm saying? Do your best. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad. I'm just anxious to hear some more things, because he had a brilliant mind. You know, he was really creative on certain levels, and I knew he had way more in store. And I was like, damn. There's a lot of people that I wish that were still here. That, like Bob Marley, what would he have done if he was still here? All the body of work that he would have laid down? Can you imagine? Luther Vandross? You know, certain people, just Whitney Houston was getting back on the right track. You know, it was a lot of music that was out. or just a lot of stars that we were looking to hear from Marvin Gaye. You could imagine if Marvin Gaye wasn't gone. Ooh, how much more music?
I think a lot of artists are worth more dead to the industry, to the companies.
I think a lot of them
are worth more dead. Period. Yeah. I think it comes down to business.
You have to get out of the bag.
I agree.
Like I got to hear your mouth. I'm gonna sell your music, which I really own, because you only getting half a penny. But you know what I mean. You're worth more than me in the grave, bro. See ya.
Sad.
That's the mob.
Donny Hathaway. Come on, sad.
Every artist went out the same way. They went out miserable. Every artist. I can't find one that didn't pass out bad. I can't find one that passed out bad. That catalog was worth more of them dead than it was alive.
Yep.
You got to remember, this was serious business, and they call it business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight business.
Your insurance and your stuff better make it so you can get your money while you're alive and have you a good Lamborghini and have you some fun, because in a minute they're going to pull your car, you're going to accidentally catch some type of cancer, and you're going to be finished.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they do that. Every time, every artist. I can name every artist. That's why I hear the listening on BC. I play a lot of music that people may have heard, but they probably didn't hear none of this music. Because this is on catalogs that has been held up for 30 years, like Anita Baker. They had her music on lockdown for 30 years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she got out of the business and was like, I'm going to come back at y'all because I'm young enough to come back in 30 years. And give me back all my
music. You know who kicked them in the butt a little bit after they whooped him? Because they said Sly Stone was getting that uncut pure yayo. They were serving him to keep him in a mist. But then I don't know exactly how much, but I know he got a huge amount of money from whoever owed it to him. Sly Stone got a big bank, got a big check cut for him a few years ago.
What about
which he deserved. I'm sure he deserved more than that. He deserved the whole company. But, you know what I mean?
Right.
They
ain't going to
give you but a little slice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's the music industry. And people got to learn it. You know what I'm saying? They got to learn the music industry because that's what it is. It's an industry.
Yeah.
The minute you can't, it's over for you. Right. That's how they do it.
It's like the meat industry. It's just the industry. You just wanted a cow we selling in the grocery store, man.
And they selling every piece of it. 30-second clips on your music. You know what I'm saying? Now you got music from 40 years ago that's TV commercials and stuff. So they're on their game plan. But we're here to remind the people that this is the Listening Room DC. You know what I'm saying? And we got the music. We're pulling out the crates. We're finding it. We're going to make it happen. We like that listener-supported type of stuff. So we're going to put our Cash App on this thing, and maybe somebody will play it back and hit us up, because we need that money yesterday. You know what I'm saying? To make this thing keep working. Make it keep working. So I don't know, man. People are going to have to work that out. They're going to have to hit us up and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at. I wanted to make sure I mentioned that on Saturday you got the original Dirty Basin with DJ Sincere. He'll let you know what's going on tomorrow night, something special and all that. Back on Monday, we got the Listening Room Philly with John Pollock, JP3, and myself. And on Thursday, I hope Mr. Rowe will be back with Purple J so we can get back into this music, man. We missing this music. I ain't in no long talking with you. You know what I'm saying? And for real, when I was lecturing, I was getting $1,500 an hour to talk. Okay? So many people didn't understand that. I get paid for running my mouth. So that's why I just put on the music. Because I ain't in that free stuff with people right now. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to mention all that. And, you know, anything you want to say, Mr. Rock, give him some rock. Because I'm about to go back into this music for this last 12 minutes. You know what
I'm saying? No, do what you got to do, bro. I got to go pop these pills with antibiotics and stuff. So I'm still listening, though. I'm here.
All right. Yeah, man, we're doing that. And, all right, I'm going to ask people one simple question. What you doing? That's it. Check me out. Yeah. We live here at the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. We had a terrible night out here. We're going to do better next week, hopefully. And we just want to let you know that we love you and we're praying for you. Keep your thing 100, man. We're going to go live on IG at Priest Alica Instagram and maybe PriestWorks Instagram. Hit us up, man, so we can get some of this funding going on, keep these shows on the air. So what I'm doing now is we're leaving now. This is Mr. Billy Cobham. We out.
Even now I'm leaving you, I'm leaving now, I can't wait to feel your presence everywhere I go. I could never tell you, you will never know. Love is like an ocean, covers all the time. I feel the waves of passion on my body and my mind. Shadow, I'm walking in your shadow. Even though you don't know, I'm walking in your shadow. I feel the waves of passion on my body and my mind.